assuming the top leadership role within the Indianapolis Public Library system, in which accusations of racism and ableism were made. And there were also accusations of dismissiveness made against Jose Salinas, who still serves as the library board's president. What is your management style, and does it include transparency, and how will it be used to address these accusations?
So my personal experience is that we arrive at the best decisions when we have input from, you know, the broadest possible set of stakeholders. So sometimes that means formal things like meetings. Sometimes it means informal things like a staff person asking you for a minute of your time. Transparency is a huge part of that. So are engagement and approachability. As the interim CEO, you know, my role is to make sure our house is in order for the next CEO. But the word that probably captured everything is listening. And part of listening means that if a decision or policy can't hold up to difficult questions posed by staff or patrons, then it probably wasn't good enough in the first place and we need to do better. I think we all recognize that when we listen, we learn what we need to improve.
The Central Indiana Community Foundation recently announced it is withholding future funding to the Indianapolis Public Library until the institution makes, and I'll quote them, significant, meaningful, and measurable change toward a more equitable internal environment and until a library board-approved climate improvement process concludes. How do you see these requested improvements unfolding and presenting themselves, not just to the library staff, but to the community?
Mm-hmm. So the proposed climate improvement process is not only just board-approved, but it's actually truly board-driven. You know, it's something that's been initiated by the board as part of their community oversight function, and it's going to be led by them, not necessarily by library staff. So for that reason, I wouldn't want to speak too much on the board's behalf because that's not really my place. I do know that they have not finished putting together the framework for that process yet, but I would feel comfortable saying that whatever it looks like, community engagement is going to be a huge part of it, because the way that our patrons experience and perceive the library is extremely important to, you know, to all of us.
Is there anything that I have not asked you that you would like the WFYI listeners and the community at large to know as you're moving forward in your position?
Well, I would just say that, you know, we all recognize that this is a very tough time for everyone. We want to do our best to listen to everyone, staff and patron alike. I view it as my role as the interim CEO to build and rebuild relationships, to build and rebuild trust, and just to facilitate the transition that the library is going to make to the next CEO. That's my goal.
Thank you all for your time today.
Thanks, Terry.